Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 200, recorded on August 9th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I thought I wasn't going to do this, but, you know, the episode 200 thing. But I was just putzing around during the day today and looking back through my archives and realized that I don't have all the actual podcasts, but my website's gone through several several CMS changes over the years. But in at least one of those, I didn't actually realize this. I have been on WordPress for a long time, but I have not been on WordPress all the way back to 2003, which is the earliest post that's on the site. I was using, I think, Zope back in the day back then. But I do remember when I switched to WordPress, going through kind of a rigmarole, yanking stuff out of the Zope. I don't remember whether I used the API or I went, because it's Python, you know, Zope's Python stuff, and I do a lot of Python, so I don't remember if I just went straight into the database or if I used the API, but I yanked a bunch of stuff out of it. So I got a lot more history on my blog than I remembered. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back. I know I don't have all the episodes, and that's a whole nother kettle of fish, which I might be able to fix at some point. When I first started the podcast, I was using blip.tv from way back in the day to store them. And they were also getting pushed over to Internet Archive when they got pushed. That was brought, because I thought I was kind of like, I was bulletproof that way because I had them over at Internet Archive as well, but they're not all over there. There are some of them, but so that's a project to get them all and redirect and fix all those things and get them to where all the links are correct back to my site, basically, at this point. But anyway, so I started looking at this stuff, and you get sucked into it. It's like getting sucked into Wikipedia or something, you know? I got sucked in, and I started looking at the podcast. And so I said, what the heck? I'll talk about it a little bit today. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming tomorrow, since, you know, it'll be episode 201, and who cares at that point? But, so I actually had a podcast, a very short one, before this guy. I mean, I've been listening to podcasts, and I know I'm not, you know, obviously not in the, alone in this, especially since at least one of the people I was listening to was Dave Schlosser, but listening to it since the beginning, you know, there was that kind of sense right there in 2004 during the summer that, like, there were all these things that had been almost podcasting earlier. Doug Kay had all his, you know, audio stuff that he was putting up, and there were various things. And I had a little script running at home where I would cut, in the middle, like at 5 o'clock in the morning, I would cut some audio out of BBC, World News out of their stream and save it to a card so that I could listen to it on my way to work in the morning, on MARTA in Atlanta. So it was all, you know, we were there. It was about to happen. It was like the discovery, you know, the invention of calculus sort of thing. It was happening all over the place. But, and I was a Dave Winer reader back then. Well, I still am, but yeah, I was a Dave Winer reader back then. So he was talking about what he and, Adam Curry were doing, and he was talking about Daily Source Code, Adam Curry's podcast. And so I started listening to that, and I remember listening to it at the very beginning. And he started mentioning Dave Schlosser, because literally, you know, there were just a handful of people. And he started mentioning Dave Schlosser and Evil Genius Chronicles, which I think I've mentioned it many times before. I started listening like to episode 3, went back and listened to 1 and 2, you know, and have been off to the races since then. And so, and I had a short lived podcast. We called it Walking to Starbucks, although we did it with a dollar sign. No, we did it with a star, like the Shift 8 and a dollar sign, the Shift 4. Because we were afraid Starbucks would get us. And it was back when a buddy of mine and I would walk. We're actually, anybody who's going to DragCon knows, because I used to work in the Inforum, which is the, I worked there for years, big glass building that's kind of right next to, it's the American Cancer Society building now. It's right next to where the dealer booths are at Dragon Con now. In fact, and those tunnels that go back and forth through there, we used to walk from the Inforum over to the Starbucks that's on Peachtree Street. That's like right there again, next to the dealer room. And that was like where we got coffee every morning. And usually a couple times during the day, we would walk back and forth and chat about whatever was going on. And I decided to start recording it. And this is in like probably November of 2004. And I don't think we only had like 3 or 4 episodes. I need to track those down on the Internet Archive too. I think they're there. But that was my beginning. Then I completely frittered out after that. So I went back and looked it up. So I was definitely maybe in the second wave, you would call it, because the first episode of Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone was September 25th, 2006. And I had 3 in September and just never. And I remember doing it for a long time, and I was doing it on I was doing it on an iPack, like a compact iPack, IPAQ. It was like a little Windows-based, mobile device back when, that was the thing, had the little Windows button in the corner and everything. I did recording on that. I did recording on other things, and I piddled along. I mean, I just kind of skimmed through things and looked up and noticed that, for example, my 30th episode was 2 years later. So I was doing 15 episodes, a year ish. And they were probably coming in bursts. That was 2008. So October 9th, 2008 was my 30th episode. And then, I had 2 in 2009, so April and May of 2009. So episode 32 was in 2009, and then episode 33. This, and I'm getting to this just to show the sense of in a good and a bad way, what a big impact Dog Days has had on my podcast. But at the same time, I've done little else with it. But hey, whatever. Because episode 33 was 4 years later, a little over 4 years later. It was July 31st, 2013, and it was my first podcast on the Dog Days of Podcasting. It was my episode 33. I'd skipped 4 years, listened to Dave talking about it, and decided to join in. That was Dog Days Podcasting number 1. Also, the first podcast I used Alphonic for, which I'm also still using. And since then, I have done podcasts outside of Dog Days, but not a lot of them. A lot of times they're usually in September, maybe into October, afterwards, because that's kind of the gist of this whole thing, to get us moving and grooving. But went through 2013 pretty strong. I noticed on 2014, it looks like I called it, I was joining the Dog Days of the Dog Days, because I basically joined in like the middle, like the 13th, I think. Episode 69 was August 13th of 2014, and I think that's when I joined that year. I didn't do great there. And so episode 100 was August 12th of 2015. So took me from 2006 to 2015 to do 100 episodes, and it took me from 2015 to 2018 to do another 100 episodes. And that's because of the Dog Days, and that's because of all of you who listen, and all of you who are part of the Dog Days as well, whether listening or are recording, because I love it. This has been a tiring year for it, but I love it. I'm still enjoying it. I'm certainly still enjoying listening to it. I'm still enjoying doing it. Like I said, it's been tough, and my brain is often tired, and I do need to probably try and do more things in the morning, Clinton. When I'm feeling a little more froggy. and Charlotte and I are I've got a list of things that we've kind of gone over and said, okay, I'm just going to do these by myself, and we're saving the best ones for Charlotte and I to do together, because we really only got about a 2-day window. Usually Sundays and Mondays are the days that we'll probably be able to do things together this year. So we're going to kind of dole things out, and I'll review some stuff that arguably we should or would want to review together. I'm just going to go ahead and review it so that it gets reviewed. So I thought that was interesting, just going through the history. And once I started clicking on it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to start taking notes, and this is going to have to happen. So I thought I'd do that today. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming tomorrow. But again, all you Dog Days folks, whether you're listening, whether you're recording, whether you're doing both, you're awesome. I love seeing the folks that I see at Dragon Con. I'm hoping that Charlotte and I are going to get back to Balticon next year. And if I think we got a pretty good shot at next year. And if not, I would almost certainly say we'd be back the year after that. So, because I know there's another group that goes to Balticon. So between the two of those, we'd get to see a lot of folks and we enjoy doing it. So thanks very much. And that's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for today. My URL is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. Email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. On my website, if you scroll down, you'll see a elsewhere link that has, because I'm actually looking at it today, has library thing on there. I got Reddit on there, which I hardly ever comment on. My diaspora account is on there. My GitHub's account's on there. So you can find me at all the places if you go to kenzoid.com. My podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike version 3.0 unported. And like I said, we'll be back to the schedule tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.